天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很开心和您在天路导向节目相遇。现代人特别注重健康保健，吃什么最健康成为人们追求的目标。今天麦克牧师继续透过彼得前书1:22-23来和我们分享属灵的健康饮食是什么。我们安静我们的心，一起来聆听麦克牧师的分享。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听我们的节目。
In recent years, many people have become more health and nutrition conscious than ever before.
近年来，很多人都比过去更注重健康和营养。
Many people say you are what you eat.
他们说，你吃什么就是什么样的人。
But many people also have become truly obsessed with dieting.
但也有不少人在疯狂地减肥。
Not only that, but the diet industry has become a multi-billion dollar industry.
不仅如此，甚至销售减肥食品的公司营业额都高达几十亿美元。
The Apostle Peter talks to us about a diet also.
使徒彼得也跟我们谈到一些特别的饮食。
Peter talks about a diet for your spiritual health.
彼得说的是属灵的健康饮食。
If you are joining us for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听这个节目，
We are in the midst of a series of messages on 1 Peter.
我们正在讲彼得前书里的系列信息。
And we're calling it Blessed to be a Blessing.
题目是借我赐恩福。
First, in 1 Peter 1:1-12,
首先在彼得前书第一章第一到十二节，
Peter taught us how to count our sevenfold blessing.
彼得教导我们如何数算我们的七重福气。
Then he told us about our attitude of gratitude that manifests itself in 6 different ways.
接着他又告诉我们有六种表达感恩的方式。
We have only looked at 3 of the 6 so far.
我们看过了其中的三种。
They are found in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 13-21.
记载在彼得前书第一章第13-21节。
First, we are to live in alertness and self-control.
第一，我们要警醒并自我节制。
Second,
第二，
We are to live a life of holiness and obedience.
我们要过圣洁、顺服神的生活。
Third,
第三，
We are to live a life of reverence and awe and respect for God as our Father.
我们遵从敬畏神，以他为我们的天父。
Today we will continue to look at the ways our attitude of gratitude manifests itself.
今天我们要继续看表达感恩的方式。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 22 and 23.
请翻开彼得前书第一章第22-23节。
And see what Peter says about spiritual diet.
来看看彼得所说的属灵健康饮食是什么。
In 1:22, Peter tells us that in gratitude to God we are to grow in love.
第一章二十二节，彼得说：“当我们感恩时，我们的爱心会成长。”
In 1:23-25, he says, "In gratitude to God, we are to grow in the Word."
第一章第23-25节，彼得说：“当我们感恩时，我们在神的话语里成长。”
And finally, in chapter 2, verses 1 to 3,
最后在第二章第一到第三节,
Peter tells us that in gratitude to God, we are to grow up.
彼得说,当我们感恩时,我们就会成长。
In gratitude for God's sevenfold blessings, we are to grow in love.
当我们对神所赐的七重福气感恩时,我们就要在爱心方面成长。
Let's read 1 Peter 1:22.
让我们来看彼得前书第一章二十二节。你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
How can the world know that we have been cleansed from the wages of sin?
世界怎么知道我们已经洁净，不再需要付罪的工价呢？
How can the world know that believers have been cleansed from the consequences of sin?
世界怎么知道基督徒已经洁净，不再需要承担罪的后果呢？
How does the world know that believers must be different?
世界怎么知道基督徒与众不同呢？
In fact, the root of the meaning of the word holy is being different.
事实上，圣洁这个字原文的字根意思就是有所区别。
We looked at holiness in a past message.
前一次节目里我们已经谈过圣洁方面的事。
Please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you today.
请你仔细听我说。
The biggest concern that young people have today.
今天年轻人最大的担忧
is how they can live the Christian life without being labeled as different by their peers.
就是如何能够过一个基督徒的生活，但却不会被同侪当作异类。
How can you be a believer and still be accepted by your peers?
如何能身为基督徒又被同侪接纳呢？
This is a challenge to every young believer in Jesus Christ.
对每一个年轻的基督徒，这个都是个挑战。
They are often hindered in the pursuit of holy living.
往往在追求过一个圣洁生活时，他们会遇到阻力。
By their fear of being labeled by society as undesirable.
就是害怕自己被人当作一个在社交圈里不受欢迎的人物。
My listening friends, I want to tell you this.
亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你。
The problem is the devil uses that fear of being labeled to keep us from growing up.
问题是，魔鬼往往利用我们的害怕，拦阻我们成长。
The devil uses that fear of being labeled to keep us from living an effective lives as believers.
魔鬼往往利用我们的害怕，拦阻我们成为结果子的基督徒。
But my listening friend, here's the irony.
但亲爱的朋友，矛盾的是
The one thing that will make those who try to label us
那些把我们当作异类的人
The one thing that will make those who try to intimidate us
那些想要威吓我们的人
is not to conform to their standards
如果我们去附和他们的标准，并不能改变他们。
But it is our ability to love each other in spite of our differences that is the most powerful witness of all.
反而尽管我们有所不同，却仍能真诚地彼此相爱，这样才是最有力的见证。
Take heart to what I'm going to tell you, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请记住我的话。
As long as we judge one another like they do,
如果我们像他们一样彼此看待
，As long as we criticize one another as they do，
如果我们像他们一样彼此批评
，As long as we fight with each other as they do，
如果我们像他们一样彼此斗争
，We will have no impact upon the world for Christ。
我们对这个世界就毫无影响力，也不能为基督做见证。
The pagans in the Roman Empire did not see the early Christians as perfect people.
古代罗马帝国时，那些异教徒并不认为初代的基督徒是完美的人。
Far from it.
差得远了。
The Romans accused them of all kinds of things.
罗马人控告基督徒各种罪名。
But the one thing the Romans noticed was this.
但罗马人注意到一件事。
They often said about Christians, see how they love one another.
他们常指着基督徒说，看看他们多么彼此相爱啊。
Peter said that our love is a sign of being cleansed.
彼得说，我们的爱显示我们已经被洁净。
It is a sign that we belong to God.
是我们属于神的记号。
And it will manifest itself in three distinct ways.
这爱在三方面显示出来。
In verse 22,
第二十二节，
our love must be sincere.
我们的爱是真诚的。
People in the world love each other because they expect something in return.
世人彼此相爱，因为互相要求回报。
Not so with Christian love.
基督徒的爱不是这样的。
People in the world love so that they can be loved back.
世上的人去爱，也要求被爱。
Not so with Christian love.
基督徒的爱不是这样的。
In Luke 6:32, Jesus said,
路加福音第六章第三十二节，耶稣说，
If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even the pagans do that.
你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也爱那爱他们的人。
But loving the unlovable is true Christian love.
但若爱那不可爱的，才是基督徒真正的爱。
Loving the ungrateful is the true Christian love.
爱那忘恩负义的，才是基督徒真正的爱。
Loving the undeserving is the true Christian love.
爱那不值得爱的，才是基督徒真正的爱。
Loving for nothing in return is the true Christian love.
不求回报的爱，才是基督徒真正的爱。
Love should not only be sincere.
不只要有真实的爱。
But love should be deep.
更要有深刻的爱。
The world is full of shallow and superficial love.
这世界充斥着肤浅表面的爱。
The world is full of selfish love.
这世界充斥着自私自利的爱。
The world is full of the kind of love that takes and takes and seldom gives.
这世界充斥着贪得无厌却少有付出的爱。
Peter said your love ought not to be like that.
彼得说你们的爱不该如此。
Peter said,that your love should be rich and full and bountiful.
彼得说，你们的爱应该是丰富充足的。
Not only should your love be sincere love,
你们的爱不单要真诚。
Not only should your love be a deep love,
不单要深刻。
But thirdly, Peter said that your love should be from the heart.
彼得说，第三，你们的爱应该发自内心。
What does love from the heart look like?
发自内心的爱是怎么样的呢？
Husbands and wives, I'm going to tell you more about this when we come to chapter 3.
当我们看到第三章时，我会更深入地对身为夫妻的朋友谈到这方面。
But suffice it to say that love from the heart makes an effort to understand the other person.
现在简单地说，发自内心的爱就是努力去了解对方。
Love from the heart gives the other person the benefit of the doubt.
发自内心的爱就是容许对方提出质疑。
So Peter tells us in gratitude to God, grow in love.
彼得告诉我们，你因为感谢神，就会在爱心上成长。
Secondly, in verses 23, 24, and 25 of chapter 1,
第二，在第一章二十三到二十五节，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。因为凡有血气的， 茎都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
Peter says, in gratitude to God, grow in the word.
彼得说，你若对神感恩，就要在神的话语上成长。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
There are some believers who do not understand or walk in the power of God.
有些基督徒还是不明白神的大能，也没有活在神的能力里。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they do not understand the power of the Word of God.
因为他们不理解神话语的能力。
Do you know why? The number one reason why many believers do not value God's Word as they should?
你知道为什么吗？首要的原因就在于基督徒不珍惜神的话。
It is because they have ceased to believe that God's Word is powerful.
因为他们不再相信神的话是大有能力的。
When God spoke to the universe, He said, "Let there be light."
当初神对着宇宙说，要有光。
In less than a second, the sun got in place.
不到一秒钟，太阳就出现了。
When God said to Abraham, "Your Sarah's dead womb will bear a child."
当神对亚伯拉罕说，你妻子撒拉已断绝生育的子宫，将要怀孕。
She did.
后来她果然怀孕生子。
When God said to the Virgin Mary,
当神对童贞女玛利亚说，
"You will have a child, for nothing is impossible with God."
你要怀孕生子，在神没有难成的事。
She did.
她果然怀孕生子。
That's the power of the Word of God.
这就是神话语的大能。
When God speaks, there is power.
神的话一出口就有能力。
In a world that worships science and technology,
在这个崇尚科技的世界里，
In a world of television make-belief where every problem is solved in half an hour,
在这充斥着电视的虚幻世界，任何问题似乎都可以在半小时内解决的处境中。
It is difficult to walk in the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit.
要靠着圣灵超自然的大能而活是不容易的。
It is very difficult to comprehend the power of the Word of God.
要明白神话语的大能极其困难。
Peter is telling us here in 1 Peter 1:23,
在彼得前书第一章二十三节那里，彼得说
：“That God's word granted us new birth。
神的话让我们能重生。
You are born again supernaturally。
你的重生是超自然的。
None of us are born again in the power of our own strength。
没有一个人是靠着自己的力量重生的。
You cannot do it。
你做不到。
It is impossible。
那是不可能的。
God's word spoke to our dead spirits and brought us from death to life.
神的话对我们已死的灵魂说话，使我们重新活过来。
God's word breathed into our souls and quickened us, saving us from eternal hell.
神的话吹气在我们的灵魂里，唤醒我们，拯救我们脱离永远的地狱。
God's word brought us from darkness to light.
神的话把我们从黑暗带进光明。
God's word spoke to us and made us children of the living God.
神的话对我们说，我们是永生神的儿女。
That's what Peter is saying.
这就是彼得所说的。
And he is saying now that we must live every day in the same power that got you born again.
他又说，现在我们必须每天活在这使我们重生的大能里。
Today, the word of God is ridiculed by the unbeliever.
今天非信徒取笑神的话。
Today, some believers are almost afraid of the word of God.
今天有些基督徒几乎害怕神的话。
Today, the word of God is often ignored.
今天神的话常常被人漠视。
Today the word of God is often abused and misused.
今天神的话常被误用或滥用。
But for those of us who know God,
但对于我们这些认识神的人来说，
The word of God is nothing other than the power of God.
神的话就是神的大能。
For God placed His power in His word.
因为神能把能力放在他的话语里。
My listening friends, let me ask you this.
亲爱的朋友，请问你。
Do you grow in the word of God every day?
你是否每天都在神的话语里成长呢？
I'm not talking about just reading it.
我并不是只单单读经而已。
I'm talking about growing in it.
我是说在其中长进。
Do you allow the word of God to come and penetrate your heart and your life?
你是否容许神的话刺穿你的心，进入你生命中呢？
Do you allow the word of God to rebuke you?
你是否容许神的话来责备你呢？
Do you allow the word of God to encourage you?
你是否容许神的话来鼓励你呢？
Do you allow the word of God to lift you up?
你是否容许神的话来提拔你呢？
Do you let the word of God grow you and mature you in Christ?
是否容许神的话来帮助你在基督里长大成熟呢？
Can you look back and say, because of the application of the word of God in my life, I have grown in my spiritual walk with Christ?
你能不能回顾过去说，因为我把神的话应用在我的生活里，使我与基督同行，属灵的生命得以成长。
Do you feed upon it?
你是否以神的话为属灵的粮食呢？
Do you meditate upon it?
你是否默想神的话呢？
Do you exercise the power therein?
你有没有使用神话语里的能力呢？
Because Peter is saying,
因为彼得说，
In gratitude to God, we must grow in love.
因为我们感谢神，我们就会爱心增长。
In gratitude to God, we must grow in the word.
因为我们感谢神，我们就会在神的话语里成长。
Next time, we will see that in gratitude to God, we must grow up.
下一次我们要来看，因为我们感谢神，我们就会长大成熟。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目时间再会。
抛开一切挂虑，全心赞美你，全然忘记自己，专一敬拜你，愿你荣光如火降临，收纳着乐意的经。当你赐下言语，我得了更新；当你荣耀一现，你夺了我心，我的生
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。我们属灵的健康饮食就是，当我们感恩时，我们的爱心会成长。当我们感恩时，我们在神的话语里成长。当我们感恩时，我们灵命就会成长。求主恩待我们，不再做属灵的婴孩，而要心意更新而变化，靠着神的话语和圣灵的引导，过讨神喜悦的生活，过得胜的生活。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的生命。
求你使我你的救恩之恩，赐我乐意的灵扶持我，求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，使压伤的骨头可以永远。
神啊，你是拯救我的上帝，舌头要高唱你的公义，忧伤痛